So what did it look like for you then for today to be here?
To be here?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Sisters in Spirit event is obviously close to my heart. And it means a lot to be able to, you know, not only represent the city, but also represent my family, community, and speak on, you know, the awareness of missing and murdered Indigenous women and Two-Spirit plus girls, relatives. It means a lot because it's something that affects all of us as Indigenous people, and unfortunate that violence has been such a norm due to colonialism in society. And so it feels like a big responsibility being in, you know, working in a position like I do with the city of Edmonton to make meaningful change. And what does that mean, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, this work is really meaningful and it is close to home and close to my heart. You know, even for myself, in my family, we have some relatives that are missing and still haven't been found, such as Audrey Ramona Beaver, is my Kukum's brother's daughter from Wabaska and Slave Lake area, and she went missing in Edmonton in 2020. And, you know, a lot of our family is still looking for answers, and so it means a lot to me to be here and not only speak on behalf of the city, but, you know, speak for awareness for even my family members who are, you know, to feel seen for their grief and have a safe space to be able to share their stories. And yeah, for, you know, all the families that have been affected by this, especially in like Treaty 6 area.
Okay, so if what are you hoping, last question, that people will take away from today's event? If they knew nothing about the issue, what are you hoping that people will know?
Yeah, I think it's encouraging allies to advocate more and to show up in these spaces. You know, even if you're non-Indigenous, it's important for you. You're still a treaty person. You live here in Treaty 6 territory, and you have a responsibility as a treaty person to show up and advocate. And so just keep showing up, keep listening, hearing the stories, because the only way we're going to create meaningful change for the future is if we start to work together and, you know, really change these systems that have caused violence and harm, you know, systemic violence that's so part of the foundation of many of our government systems, colonialism, you know. So how do we create a future where our future generations, we don't have to worry about them going missing or murdered? It starts at home, you know, and talking about these things at home, no matter what your background is. And just that awareness can create change in your workplace, amongst your family members, you know, and checking in with your neighbors, your friends, your family. Yeah, these conversations are really important to have for everyone.